Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
President Joe Biden recently signed a new law creating more transparency around college campus hazing. 3 years ago this fall, Danny Santulli's parents say their son was forced to drink an entire bottle of vodka before falling into a coma. It's left Danny with life-changing impacts.
Joe Biden did something I agree with, Mark.
And what's that?
And that was he signed into law the Stop Campus Hazing Act. Christmas Eve actually is when he signed it into law. This legislation, it was co-led by Minnesota Governor Amy Klobuchar. And this comes after the guy who you just heard in that story, Danny Santulli, was, he has permanent issues. This is a guy who was at Mizzou in 2021. He was pledging, it was the Phi Gamma Delta, which I'll be honest, I'm not super familiar with that fraternity. Is it Fiji? Okay, I've heard of Fiji. I guess you just don't hear it like that. But I was not in a sorority. So anyway, he was pledging, and they told him to drink a whole bottle of liquor, and he was drinking beer. And anyway, it sounds like the guys in the fraternity threw him on the couch, and he was found not breathing. They take him to the emergency room. He's in cardiac arrest, so at that point, it was kind of too late, and he suffered severe brain damage. He can't walk. He can't talk. He just sits there. It's really sad. You look at the before picture of this guy, and then you look at the after, and it's unrecognizable. So what this law does is it requires universities to include hazing incidents in their annual safety report. So that information would then be accessible to parents.
After the fact, it's not doing you any good, though. You see my point? Here's the thing, and I might piss some people off when I say this, but I was in a fraternity. I was hazed. I joined the fraternity of my own free will, and fortunately for me, although it definitely involved a certain amount of alcohol, I wasn't forced to drink anything except some disgusting thing the night I finally was accepted into the fraternity along with the paddle that I'm still not sure what was in that mixture they gave me. But at some point, you're not... Other than shutting down the Greek system, you're not going to be able to pass a law that says you're not allowed to do this. It's not going to work. It's just not going to work. The liability factor is what they need to stress. They need to go into every one of these fraternities and sororities and tell them, yes, you can do hazing, which, like, for example... Here's some stuff my son related to me when he was at Mizzou. What was hazing? Well, you had to carry a lighter with you. So if you saw somebody who was an upperclassman in your fraternity anywhere on campus, and they needed you to light a cigarette, you had to have a lighter on you. Like if they saw you, you had to have certain things with you. In one fraternity I know of, they required all the pledges to carry a brick around, like a full-size brick.
I know it is. I can get on board with that type of hazing. Absolutely.
My point is that's been going on since Animal House. That stuff has always happened. And it's going to continue to happen because it's a fraternity. Whether it's a fraternity or sorority, and the sororities don't do quite that stuff, but you're being accepted into a group, and the feeling is you need to pay the same kind of price they paid when they got in. So there's going to be hazing. The question is, do you allow it to go too far? And if you get the wrong group of guys, idiots in leadership, that's when things get out of hand.
But this law doesn't stop hazing from happening. What it does is any sort of an incident that escalates to the point where authorities are involved, that has to then be reported.
Okay,
that wouldn't be like something silly where, for example, you're carrying a brick around. That would be where you're forcing a pledge to drink an obscene amount of alcohol, and then they have issues because of it. Like, not even to this extent, but to the point where you're going to the hospital and getting your stomach pumped.
But that's after the fact, right?
But they'd still have to then report it. So then anyone who has kids pledging at that fraternity in future years would be able to access that information.
So here's a simpler fix. This is the simple fix. Like, the housing board and the people in charge of these fraternities need to set these guys down once a year and say, here's the deal. You're not allowed to force anybody to do anything that's dangerous, period. And if you do, you're not only going to face whatever legal charges their family files against you, you're kicked out of this fraternity forever.
Yeah.
And the university needs to say, and you're banned from this campus forever, and you're not going to be able to fulfill your dreams that you came to college to achieve. So don't do anything stupid. And that would have knocked off 100% of this. Here's the other problem. I know people in Fiji. I know kids that were in Fiji around the time this happened. If there was a fraternity on that campus that came anywhere close to what we fantasize about with Animal House years ago, I don't know if you probably
seen the movie.
But I mean, toga party all the time. Everybody had bad grades, all that stuff. That's not even necessarily the fact. A lot of these kids were very good students. Their GPA wasn't necessarily suffering because of it, but it was kind of the place where you knew if some crazy crap was going to go down, it was going to be at the Fiji House. Somebody there had to know that. So somebody in charge of that fraternity had to know they were on pretty dangerous ground with some of the crap they were allowing to happen there, and no adults stepped in to control the situation. They don't need a law like this, is my argument, because whatever they're reporting is after the fact. You need to scare the hell out of these kids
in advance and tell them. Why can't you have both and?
Why can't you scare the crap out of them,
but then also there will be some that could fall through the cracks. I think parents should know, and people pledging these fraternities should be able to access that information to know, if I'm wanting to be in this fraternity, this is the kind of crap that they've done in the past. Listen to what the mom of this boy, Danny Santoli, listen to what she said about any guy who wants to pledge a fraternity. Listen to this other
If any kids are feeling like they're uncomfortable in any situation, they just need to have strength just to say no.
Okay. In an ideal world,
Who was that? That was the mom
of a kid, Danny Santoli, who was told to drink all this alcohol and now has brain damage and all the things. Again, this happened in 2021. So that's the mom of this kid, this guy, talking, saying that you should be strong enough to say no. Okay. Yeah. Obviously, that's the goal, is to be able to be strong enough to say no.
The peer pressure is incredible.
Thank you. If I were up against 100 or so, I don't know how many people were in a fraternity. Let's just say 50 to 100 people, depending on the size of the frat. If you have all those upperclassmen who are telling you to do this and you want to be part of this group, part of this fraternity, how many guys would actually sit there? Not just guys, girls too, would sit there and say, you know what, guys, I'm not comfortable doing this. I think I'm going to opt out this time. No, they would not do that. That would be so incredibly difficult. I understand where she's going with that, but that's just not realistic. It's not going to happen in 9 out of 10 cases.
It's not going to repair the damage that was done to her child. Several lives have been ruined as a result of this, right?
Well,
several kids have been sentenced to jail.
Yes,
and
they were facing criminal charges,
and
rightfully so.
And fined and, like, ruined financially, kicked out of school.
Yep.
That case should be explain to every fraternity every year at the beginning of Rush. This is what happens if you go too far. Don't let this be you. They need to do this like they do with the MAD presentations at the schools, where they drag the mangled car into the front of the school and they bring the kids out and let them look at it and say, this is what can happen to you if you do this.
Drag the kids who faced criminal charges, drag them along to these universities and let them speak to the fraternities. Let them tell the other kids, this is how our life was impacted because of this really stupid decision that we made.
I agree with you, but you can't get to all of them.
No, obviously not.
To me, the bill is paying lip service to this, and it doesn't fix the problem.
It doesn't.
I was in a fraternity.
It's a step in the right direction.
And it is mild compared to what it used to be. Mild. It's nothing like it was in the late 60s, 70s, 80s. These days, they can't hardly get away with anything. They're not, in many cases, they're not supposed to have alcohol in the building. They have alcohol-free Rush. They've got all these other things, but there's always somebody out there who's an idiot who carries it too far. So I don't know. I just think the reporting it afterwards is not helping anybody. You've got to be more proactive, short of banning Greek life, and make these people in leadership at these fraternities realize on day one that you decisions you make can end somebody's life.
I don't think it's going to stop it, but I still would argue that it's a step in the right direction because, again, that information's then accessible to
people. It's the reason I hate to say this, but it's frontal lobes are not fully developed at that point in a lot of people, specifically young males, and they do stupid things. It's why you can't let kids make gender decisions when they're 14 and 15 years old. They don't have any idea what the hell they're going to do with their lives at that point. So you've just got to take them by the shoulders and shake them and tell them, you could end somebody's life with this crap.
You do both.
You're never allowed to force anybody into a dangerous situation.
You do that too. That absolutely has to be part of it. That should be the number one thing they do. But anything else we can do to make it, to raise awareness about the crap that is going on, I think is a good thing.
My phone is ringing right now. If anybody can see this on social media, it's my kid's school calling off, I'm pretty sure, right now.
You like,
if I recognize
it. Put
that
it on
number.
Speakerphone.
If I recognize that number, let me see here.
Let's bring in the professionals and see what they think.
Hi, this is Fox 2 Chief Meteorologist Glenn.
You see, they're playing.
All the weather models and looking into the future, and the forecast for Westminster, well, to quote Charles Dickens, it was the best of times.
So
that's the way they call off school. Is that what they're doing?
They quote the local meteorologist something funny each time, and it sounds to me like they're calling school off. So
remember when we had to watch the ticker at the bottom of the TV screen morning before school?
Oh, Kim, you have no idea.
And just hope that your school would pop up, and then you'd miss it because they do it alphabetical, and I would miss Parkway West, and I'd have to wait until it came around again.
Carl,
how times have changed.
Carl and I had to get up and turn the radio on.
Or your parents did,
and you had to listen. Listen to, I don't know, KMOX or, from my case in Cincinnati, WEBN, and they would read the school closing list alphabetically, mm-hmm. and sometimes it's 200 schools long.
Right.
So you had to wait for them to finally get to that part of the alphabet where your school was.
You had to take your covered wagon to school, so they had plenty of time for you to prepare, right?
All right, that's enough. I've taken enough abuse.
Get more at 971talk.com.